the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
So from blooms that bring a touch of sunlight to our lives, we now turn to a warming world and ever-rising global temperatures. That said, aside from last weekend's brief sizzle, intense heat is still a rare visitor here. But could our cooler climate be just the ticket for attracting tourists in search of a cool-cation? Dave McArdle has been checking the forecast.
A heat wave continues to grip large parts of Europe, with authorities in many countries issuing health warnings amid searing temperatures.
Authorities have been battling massive wildfires as southern Europe in particular continues to scorch.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
While the extreme heat continuing in many other parts of Europe, we will take the cool, showery conditions that we're having for this afternoon any day.
Have you ever heard of a cool-cation?
It's definitely a trendy word at the moment.
Alice Manzer is CEO of Tourism Ireland.
But I think there is a truth to it as well. There was an interesting report from the European Travel Commission that said 17% of Europeans now are actively avoiding extreme heat for their summer holidays. And interestingly, during the recent heat wave in Europe, what you could see was that there were more people month on month searching for flights to Ireland. So there is something to it that in extreme heat, often people think, well, where might be a refreshing, cool, breezy place? It's hard to pinpoint a definite cool-cation trend where we're seeing an uplift due to cool-cations. But what you can do is look at the long-term trend for both Northern Europe and Ireland. And certainly there's been a huge growth in our popularity. So to put some numbers on it, back in 2010, overseas visitors to Ireland spent about $3 billion every year, contributed that to our economy. Last year in 2024, overseas visitors coming to Ireland spent $6 billion, or $7 billion island-wide if you include Northern Ireland. So that means overseas visitor spend here has doubled over the past 14 to 15 years. And that's not just about weather, that's also about easy flight access. It's about the wonderful experiences and accommodation that we have available. But it's all part of the picture.
Cool-cations, the phrase is now current.
Travel writer and commentator Owen Corrie.
It's an ideal opportunity to remind people that weather isn't part of the package in Ireland, but it could be if you're looking for somewhere where you're not going to bake and where your children are safe from being burnt to a crisp around the pool. If you look at the movies Irish Wish or Leap Year and all of those romantic movies, the image of Ireland always features rain, something that the marketing people probably have avoided up to now. It always features cold, it always features changeability, the famous four seasons in a day.
I admit, it was a beautiful day, filled with dramatic vistas and romantic rain.
You know what they say about Ireland? If you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes.
So could we see a future where Irish weather is seen less as a hindrance and more of an advantage?
It's something maybe that we neglected in the past. Not really that it will convert to bookings, because the central thing to converting bookings are back to beds and access. But imagery is really, really, really important in the very competitive business of about, I mean, there are 200 countries in the world and there are about 60 of them in the serious tourism business. And keeping our imagery out there and using weather for it, absolutely the time has come for Irish rain, for cool Irish rain.
They're largely North American, but we get clients from the UK, from Europe, from even further abroad.
Dawn Rainbolt runs PR and marketing for the Sligo-based Wilderness Ireland, who runs small group adventure tours across the country.
They expect the cool temperatures, the ocean breezes, the rain, the rainbows that, you know, Ireland is so famous for. There's no better place to explore the outdoors in Ireland, because you get such long days in the summer and the weather is never more than 20, 25 degrees. And many of our clients who are experiencing 35 to 40 degree weather all summer long, they're delighted when we say, oh, it'll likely not go over 20 degrees. And they're delighted with that because it's a break.
An example of one of those grateful clients, a man from Texas, on a hike of the Giant's Causeway.
He said he was inspired to come to Ireland because he wanted to cool down. You know, Texas is very hot in the summer, it's very dry, and he was looking for the exact opposite, a break from the heat.
You want to be out and about when you're on your holidays. You don't want to have to hide from the sun or not be able to cope with the heat.
Claire Doherty of Travel Department, an Irish-owned leading provider of guided group holidays.
So what we have heard is people are coming to Ireland to avoid the heat. So you have to assume that a part of that, for sure, is people coming here to cool down.
So for her, is coolcations a real thing?
Yes, absolutely, yes. We are seeing less people travelling in July and August to the hotter parts of Europe. Absolutely. We've seen that for the last 2 years in a row now, and we're planning for that next summer. We don't see it being something that's going to change. It's not drastic. It's not an entire change in people's habits by any stretch, but we are seeing less people travelling to those areas in those months, 100%.
So potentially, this is a potent new tool for Tourism Ireland to wield.
Well, of course it is. I mean, it's certainly for incoming into Ireland, you can say to people, come to Ireland, enjoy the fresh air and the green grass, and why wouldn't you use that? We can swing it as, this is one of the benefits of coming to Ireland, whereas the Irish have always seen it as a downside, being, you know, we're cooler and you'll get your rain and you have your wind, but actually for a lot of people that's a dream in the middle of the summer.
Singing in the rain, just singing.
Dave McArdle there, proving that coolcations aren't just all hot air.